From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Researchers at the Georgia Rural Health Innovation Center at Mercer University recently released a preview of Farmers' Mental Well-Being Project statewide survey report. The Georgia Farm Bureau reports among the findings, 29% of farm workers, owners, and managers had thought of suicide in the past year. The survey also showed 96% of farmers are either moderately or highly stressed, 40% felt lonely at least once in the past month, 49% sad or depressed, and 39% hopeless. U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Preligar filed an amicus brief to the U.S. Supreme Court supporting a challenge to California's Proposition 12, calling it a valid claim. AgriMarketing.com reports the state law seeks to ban the sale of pork from hogs that don't meet California's production standards, including pork raised outside of California. The American Farm Bureau Federation and National Pork Producers Council filed the challenge, arguing Prop 12 violates the Constitution's Commerce Clause. Ag groups are disappointed in a Supreme Court decision denying consideration of the case Monsanto versus Hardeman pertaining to state glyphosate health warnings. In a joint statement, the American Farm Bureau Federation, American Soybean Association, National Corn Growers Association, National Association of Wheat Growers, and the National Cotton Council says, "We are disappointed the Supreme Court has decided not to hear this case, which has significant implications for our global food supply and science-based regulation."
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.